Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot-7-inch Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
Are you or someone you love caught in the trap of sin, addiction, abuse, and depression? Are you experiencing fear, poverty, anger, or rejection? Those cycles can be broken. Christ will set you free. Loeda Rashke, a licensed ordained minister of the gospel and TV radio evangelist, will teach you how to know the truth and be free. John 8:32. Learn Bible principles to break the destructive cycles of sin, fear, or abuse in your life and walk into the destiny and identity that God intended. Watch Loeda's Be Free program on the National Impact Network on Dish and DirecTV, or listen to her Be Free radio program on KRVL 1230. Visit her website at loeda.org. That's L-O-U-A-D-A.org for information, resources, or to have her come speak at your ministry event. Loeda Rashke Ministries is a proud sponsor of the Cross at Kerrville radio program.
Hi, everybody. I'm Roy Holly, and welcome to the Coming King Foundation program. We're on the air every week, and we have been for several years now. We're glad you're here today. Well, with us again today is Justin Carpenter. He's the pastor of Cross Kingdom Church. And Justin, where's the church located at? Address?
We are at 3044 Junction Highway.
Here in Kerrville?
Here in Kerrville.
Okay, well, let's a little bit more about your church, when the hours are and all that. Let's talk about that up front.
Okay, so we meet every Sunday at 10:30, and it's actually the Blue Sage Hall.
And how did that work out? How did you find that hall?
Well, when we planted the church in August of 2016, we ended up with 56 people in a living room, and we were out of room. And I was like, okay, Lord, we need a place. And unbeknownst to me, that same weekend, one of our friends was talking with the director of the event center at the time. And while they were talking and she was sharing about our church plant, the Lord actually gave her an internal vision of us being in there. So he actually cleared the way for us to get there even before we talked. And I had called on a couple of other places for a larger venue. And I was like, there's no way we could afford it. And so long story short, we get in there, we take the tour, I give her my budget. And I'm like, we don't even have a budget yet. And she's like, well, how's $100 a week sound?
Oh, great.
Yeah, and I was like,
that was
absolutely.
A miracle right there.
Yes, sir.
And so how long ago was that?
That was about 2.5 years ago. So,
this you're well established now and things are going along.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the special experiences that you've had with people at the cross. Because everybody I've ever talked to, including myself, at some point or another have had some really special experience with people. And I know by hanging around up there and being there, you've had to have some of those. If you would pick out a few of those and share those experiences with our audience.
Well, everybody seems to get covered in the gold when they go up there. And my wife and I had a friend that used to live here. She brought her mother up there, and Max was there.
And Max Griner.
Max Griner was there, the founder.
Of the cross, right.
And Max and this lady was not really a believer, especially in, you know, signs and wonders.
Yeah, the glory dust will do it for you.
And Max prays for her. And she doesn't just get covered for a little bit. She was literally covered for 30 days straight. Every day she would shower, she would wake up and be covered in the gold.
Like God was trying to make a point. Mm.
Yes, that's like, you know, signs that make you wonder. Like, it was like, okay, hey, I'm here and I'm offering you an invitation. I remember another time I was in the corner. That was my sweet spot with prayer. And I had my earbuds in and I'm just, you know, praying and interceding over Kerrville and over the ministry and different things. And I'm just worshiping the Lord and nobody's really around. So, you know, you get undignified and I'm kind of dancing before the Lord. And all of a sudden this wind began to just swirl around me. And I was just being swirled by this wind. And the only way I can explain it is it literally, I felt like I was being lifted up in the spirit. I mean, my feet were still on the ground, but internally I was being caught up. And I just want to say something about the atmosphere of the mountain. And that's this. In Proverbs 8:3, it says that wisdom stands at the portals. And there, that may freak some people out because they may think that sounds New Age, but the scripture in ESV, it actually says portals. It means a door or a gate. You actually see the issue with Jacob when he lays his head on the rocks and he has Jacob's ladder. He has that vision. He says, this is a gate to heaven. And there are permanent doors or gates on the earth, and there are temporary gates, like moments when we come together and even like when we were praying earlier, where it just opens up and you can feel the presence of the Lord. Well, in scripture, it says that the kings would not deal with the high places. So what happens is there are permanent doors to the spiritual realm. And many times the occult will come in and they will defile these openings. And that's what they call in scripture, the high places. But this is a good door. This is truly an open heaven. And this is one of the reasons why people can come to this garden and they can absolutely be touched.
And the devil can't come into those.
That's right.
Yeah, I agree. And he knows better.
Yes.
There's rules.
Absolutely. There are rules of engagement. And a lot, you know, one of the things is on my heart is that we have given up so much territory to the enemy when it comes to the things of the spirit. Mm-hmm. Like when people get a word up at the mountain, And you hear from the Lord, somebody comes up to you and says, I feel like the Lord's saying this. I can't tell you how many times in my past where people said, are you a psychic? And that should not be. We should be the ones. We should be the experts in the things of the Spirit.
Come on.
And I'm absolutely so thankful for this garden. I want to share a quick backstory of you, if I can. So early on,
it could be a long story.
Okay,
we got time.
I was doing a lot of and still am a lot of inner healing and deliverance ministry. Which, by the way, a third of Jesus's ministry was dealing with the enemy. And I know that's not real popular, and people don't want to hear that, but it's true. And I was voluntold to do this. I did not volunteer. And so I remember this specific time where I was with an individual, and they came to me for ministry, and they were actually in an adulterous affair, and they were wanting me to agree with them that it was okay to divorce their spouse and marry that other person. Well, long story short, that didn't go over well for me, and I started to stop the appointment early because it was clear they didn't seem like they wanted to deal with their stuff. And I lay my hands on this person and I hear the Holy Spirit say, tell them they're clean. And I said, no, they're not clean. They're in adultery. And I begin to argue and I'm like, man, Lord, is this really you? And they said, the Holy Spirit said, tell them they're clean. And the point of this is that when we are in Christ, the Lord has, he really has dealt with our sin. It wasn't God justifying his sin, but it was pointing to his true identity. He's a new creation. And instead of prophesying into the problem, he wanted to prophesy into life. And so I came into obedience with that. And I was just like, Jesus, help me if this isn't you, because it didn't fit my box. And I lay my hands on him. And when I tell him that, he gets hit by the power of God. And he's literally on the floor of the office for 20 minutes. He goes the next day with his wife and moves all of his stuff out of the house. And within 90 days, I was up at the cross renewing his wedding vows.
Really?
And so these are the experiences that I've had surrounding the cross. There was another couple, they were on the verge of divorce, and I was able to renew their vows with them. They literally tore their divorce papers up
at the cross.
And I'm telling you, there's nothing greater than watching God move.
If you're having problems in your marriage, a little gas coming over the cross is cheaper than going through that divorce.
Absolutely.
Been there, done that one.
Yeah.
I wish I'd have had the cross to go to. Maybe that wouldn't have happened to me. Well, that's great. Those are great stories. Do you have a lot of people from your church come over here?
Yes. The intercessors, especially, because, you know, you can connect easier. Mm-hmm. And constantly, in fact, a couple of the people have been well connected with the cross, like Chris Daniels. He goes to our church and is a part of our intercession team, and Chris is up there a lot. And Chris is another one of those fire brands.
He's unbelievable. He's got a lot of energy, doesn't he?
Yeah. Yep.
He's like a Dolores Thomas Jr.
Yes. Yeah. Get him and Max and her together and you're in trouble.
Speaking of that, Dolores, you've been here listening. Dolores Thomas was with us several weeks ago. She's a chaplain up here. Dolores, is there anything you want to share or talk to Justin about, and maybe some common things that you've experienced together?
You know what? I should say, Pastor Justin, what I really do am interested in is that healing. And how you teach and how you instructing, because I have prayed for you, and I told God for the last few years, I'm looking to see the manifestation of him as he healed people from cancer, as he waked someone from the dead, that life is given back. And we've experienced the life given back. We have had a person and that we prayed for and that God restored her life. And I want to see more of that. How do you go about teaching that to people like me who want to know more?
Well, let me say this. I actually have a course online with audio and MP3 dealing with that subject. But also, you know, John 10:10 says that the enemy came to steal, kill, destroy, but Jesus came to give life and give it more abundantly. Jesus also said that the gates of hell would not prevail. Well, where are the gates set up? They're set up on the souls of men. The demons are nothing more than lie detectors. If you're getting harassed, it means you're believing a lie. And there's four main gates that the enemy will try to come into your life. It's sin, iniquity, lies, and trauma. Those are the four main ways in which the enemy will try to get a foothold. Now, God's not limited to healing us in an office. Mm-hmm. The testimonies that from the garden of people getting delivered of suicide or suicidal thoughts, depression. I mean, they're with no one around, mm-hmm. and they're literally being touched and completely healed with no one praying for them.
Susan, anything?
I have to tell you that what you spoke to this gentleman about be clean. I had that spoken to me about be pure because of my past, because of the choices I'd made, because of abortion and that sort of thing. That was the one little thing I could not quite believe in myself was purity because of who I'd been. Mm. And on August 2016, this woman from Dolores's church, her name's Harriet, I had just been made a chaplain at the prayer garden. And this woman, I did not know her. She got up, she squared up on me, like 5 feet maybe. And she looks at me and she said, your purity has been restored. And I mean, Dolores was there.
Yeah.
but that's the gift. You speak to them about who they are in Christ.
Yep.
What a gift.
Yeah.
What a gift. Yep. What a gift you have.
Justin, Any last words you want to share with the audience before we get out?
Yes. If it says that when we draw close to God, he draws close to us. And so he's not far from us. Though it seems like we may be groping towards him in moments of our life, he's right there. If you know the Lord, he's inside of you. He can't get any closer. And so I would just encourage you to make time, get up by that cross and spend some time with the Lord.
Justin Carpenter, pastor of Cross Kingdom Church. Justin, one more time, how people can reach you at that church.
CrossKingdom.org.
CrossKingdom.org. And we want to say thank you, Susan Casey, and thank you, Dolores Thomas, for being with us this last month and doing the shows with us. We want to thank you, the listener, for listening in. And this is thecomingkingfoundation.org is the way you get more information, thecomingkingfoundation.org. If you'd like to get involved in some way and volunteer, you want more information about the cross, or if you'd like to donate some money of some kind or in-kind donation, doesn't make any difference. We're always glad to talk to you. And we are 501c3, so it's 100% tax deductible. ComingKingFoundation.org. That's where you go if you want more information on the cross in Kerrville. Here's Susan Casey with our comments.
This is from Nancy. It says, I struggle with my faith, but oh, the emotional conviction when I hear music, sermons, and prayers, or see something like this. Not sure if I categorize myself as religious, but I love this prayer garden. Made me wish my grandmother was here to see it with me, but at least I was with my dad, and he seemed to love it as much as she would have. I think if I wasn't afraid to have to answer to a higher power upon my death, I would most definitely be a horrid person. If you visit as a pilgrimage, may it be annually, weekly, occasionally, or just once, you will not be disappointed. People were deep in prayer and left beautiful, heartfelt prayers written on rocks around the garden near the cross. Even if you're not a person of faith, anyone for the desire to see the art, experience new things, or be knowledgeable and well-rounded will appreciate this beautiful and peaceful garden. And the views of Kerrville are gorgeous, and you can see for miles at the top of the hill. I mean, if you stop to take it all in, you will be touched. This is from somebody that wants to remain anonymous, but comes from the state of Washington. This is a special and anointed place. There is no place like this on earth. This is from Johnny. I donate services to the Empty Cross because the ministry is solid and affects a lot of people. God has taken care of me and I want to give back. It's an awesome place. I am closer to God now than ever before in my life, and doing the electrical work up there is a big part of that. The Empty Cross is a great way to reach people, powerful because it's not a church. I've had to tell Max, you are praying too hard because my work is so blessed and it's become so abundant. The genuine love of God is up there. This is from Norm. Beautiful. You feel the presence of the Lord around you. You meet beautiful, kind people from different churches and towns, but we all have one thing in common, the love for our Heavenly Father and for each other. Everyone I've seen or met out there is always the loving smiles and greetings of God's people. This is from Stephanie. Wonderful experience. My husband and I have been visiting since we dated back in 2013. I recommend going and enjoying the place to relieve stress and to come to the center of yourself. No matter if you do or don't have a denomination, you will not regret the hike up the mountain. This is from Crete. Exactly the perfect peaceful place I needed to reconnect with God and cast my cares upon him, wrap myself in his loving arms. Beautiful and amazing how exact and how much thought and planning went into this beautiful place. This is from Milton. The Empty Cross, the Coming King, a powerful place. Read the panels inside the cross and you may just feel at peace. This is from Alfredo. An awesomely beautiful spiritual place. You can learn and feel a lot of spiritual growth. Highly recommend you to come and visit this place. This is from Seferino. If you are near, it is a must stop. The sculptures are amazing. It was such a peaceful place to even be with people all around you. From Karen, I have had a good fortune to see many wonders of the world, and the Coming King Sculpture Garden is certainly one of them. God's messages everywhere have literally saved my life, and to this day, it is a comfort and joy for my heart and soul. Thank you for preserving a piece of God's country.
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculptor Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas Hill Country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's I-N-N-O-F-T-H-E-H-I-L-L-S.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really? Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states and over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com or call 1-800-637-9651, weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our 4 websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.